Well, great Get Set Go has been great fun for me. Kids, I hope you've enjoyed every single part of it as much as I have, except that sandwich which I had to eat on Friday night. Had banana, mayonnaise, Marmite and jalapeno chilies. Absolutely disgusting. And Klaus and Jorgen will await my revenge, which will come in time, fret not. And well done, team. I think you can look back on this whole week and all your efforts and feel a real sense of achievement, a real sense of pride, if you like, in what you've all done, as well as you youngsters, too. I certainly feel very proud of my church after a week like this, and I'm completely honest in saying that. Now, here's a picture of someone else. Could we have the picture up, please? There should be a picture to come up here on the PowerPoint. It's on the screen. Have you got that? A picture of someone who also ought to feel a real sense of pride. It's in between the songs? Nope, oh yes it is. Right, okay, well there isn't a picture of someone. Let's do a question of sport. Okay. Who broke a 19-year-old world record on yesterday? Yesterday. Who broke a 19-year-old world record? A record as old as herself. A record as old as herself. Can anybody tell us who it was or what it was in? It was in the swimming, that's right. Can anybody give us a name? Hey? Rebecca Adlington. That's right. Rebecca Adlington was her name. She won her second gold for Great Britain in the swimming, the 800 metres freestyle. That's the first time in decades when anyone from Great Britain has won more than one swimming gold. And not only did she do that, she smashed the world record by 2 whole seconds, which is a huge distance, a record as old as she was. And she's been working incredibly hard for this. She gets up at 5 in the morning and swims for 2 hours before her studies, and then she goes for a run during the day and then goes to the gym, and then she comes back after her studies and she swims for another couple of hours. She virtually lives in the swimming pool. She must be growing webbed feet. And she has worked so hard to achieve this when she's only 19. Now, as long as she stays humble about herself, as long as she doesn't go thinking that she's a better person than anyone else, a cut above the rest, as long as she doesn't get conceited about what she's done, then surely she has a right to feel pleased, to feel proud of her achievement in getting those 2 medals. And I guess that many of us have one thing or another thing that we can be proud of. Not perhaps an Olympic medal or two, but a decent result for you in your circumstances, according to who you are. You've done something that you can feel proud of. But I wonder, is it ever possible to look back on the whole of your life, not just one part of it, but the whole thing, and feel an honest sense of pride, of contentment, should I say, about the life you've lived? Is it possible for any of us to reach the end of the race of life, break the finish line, and then feel as pleased as Rebecca Adlington feels now about her gold medal? Well, you might be surprised to hear this, but the Bible says that we can do. At Get Set Go, we've been learning about the life and the work of Paul, haven't we? We've been looking in the book of Acts and reading about how he served God and travelled all around the Mediterranean. And if you remember, and perhaps you remember what Sybil read to us at the end of her race, this is what he wrote about his life when he knew that it was nearly over, when he was nearly at the finishing line, when he knew he was going to die very soon. This is what he wrote. And the words come from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. He wrote, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me," he said, "but also to all, to everyone who has longed for his appearing. So Paul didn't look back on his life with regret or embarrassment or frustration. Paul was content. Paul was satisfied. We could even say, if we understand it right, that he was proud of something. Now, wouldn't you like that for yourself? Well, the Bible says that it can be so. Paul says the prize is there for all who run the race. Wouldn't it be great to know that you did not have to look back on your life and think, oh, what a loser. My life has been a disappointment, a failure, a humiliation. I didn't even qualify for the race. I came nowhere. Wouldn't it be great to know that you weren't going to do that? And to know that you could end your life as a winner. Wouldn't you like to know how you can run the race, finish with pride and glory? Well, here is how. Here's the secret. It's not about whether or not you win, but how you play the game. It's how you run the race that matters. Now, you've heard that before, isn't it? I bet people have said that to you when you play games. They normally say it when you've lost and they have won. And it's really annoying. Well, you played the game really well, dear. But actually true. It's true. You know, it's actually the official Olympic creed, words to that effect. And, you know, if we understand it right, it's also true for life and faith as well. If you win Olympic medals, if you pass exams, if you earn lots of money or win beauty competitions or a success in this life, do you think God, the righteous judge, is impressed by your achievements? Do you? No. I mean, God is the one who makes you able to swim or to study or to earn money or to work or to look pretty or whatever it is in the first place. So he's not particularly impressed. And if you finish last, if you come bottom in life, if you fail your exams, if you end up bankrupt, if you come last in the race, do you think God is bothered? Do you think he loves you less because you haven't achieved as much as Rebecca Adlington? What's the answer? No, of course he doesn't. So what? What God cares about isn't what you've achieved in life, in human terms, but how you've lived your life. Not what you've achieved in human terms, but how you've lived your life for him. And that's a good thing, isn't it? Because most of us are never going to be top of any medal table. Most of us are going to end up as ordinary losers most of the time, aren't we? And yet it's also a problem. Because, of course, none of us live our life in the way we really should either. It's not just that not many of us win prizes, but none of us win prizes in the way we should. None of us run the race according to the rules. Even if we try to do the right things, even if we succeed in something or other, so often we do them in the wrong way. Rather like when someone wins a medal and then it turns out they've been taking drugs. It invalidates it, doesn't it? And that's what it's like to live without God, to try to run the race without him, without Jesus. In fact, really, we're not in the race at all. Our sins disqualify us from the very beginning. Not only can we not be proud of winning, we can't even be proud of how we've run so much of the time. But the good news is, something that we can understand for ourselves, is that while the Christian life is like a race, it's a very different kind of race to the ones we're used to. Notice what Paul says. He doesn't say, I beat my opponent, I won the race. He just says, I fought the good fight. I finished the race. Paul doesn't go on and on about all the things he achieves, and he could have done, couldn't he? He could have said, oh, I preached loads and loads of sermons. Loads and loads of people were converted when I travelled around. I started churches all over the place. Look at all my medals, he could have said, but he doesn't. He just says, I have kept the faith. That's why he's confident. In the end, the reason why he could feel, if you like, proud or content about his life was not because of the good things that he had done himself, but because of the great things that had already been done for him. Jesus has already run the race for us and won it. He's already got to the end of the track when he lived on earth and died on the cross and he rose again. He was running the race for every single one of us. He was winning a prize that we can share. And he gets the crown and the glory because he deserves it, you know. But then he shares it with everyone else who follows him, whether we deserve it or not. All that Paul did was keep on believing in Jesus and doing what followed on from that. And it can be like that for us too. We enter the race by trusting in Jesus. We run the race by trusting in Jesus. We finish the race by trusting in Jesus. And we get the prize by trusting in Jesus. It's the only way, but it's the best way. So what about you? What kind of race are you running, if you're running at all? As we learn the Get Set Go, no one is too young and no one is too old. No one is too good and no one is too bad. No one is too fast or slow, weak or strong, clever or thick, rich or poor, cool or sad. No one is too anything to follow Jesus. Have you started that race with him at all? Have you even begun? If not, why not start now? Or maybe you've just begun. Maybe you're only just on the race. Well, good on you. Now set a good pace, won't you? Remember, it won't always be as easy as perhaps it feels now. Be determined that you're going to keep running. Not just when it's a smooth, flat course, but also when it's uphill. Don't be like Sparky, who dropped out when he reached the hilltop. Maybe you started this race once yourself, years and years ago, but you stopped running. Perhaps you went off down the wrong track. Perhaps you started running slower and slower, and you slowed down to a walking pace, and then to a stop, and then you sat down, and then you lay down and went asleep. Perhaps you know you should be in this race, but at the moment you're not. The going got too tough, or you got too lazy, or something. Well, maybe now's the time to get going again. Why not? What are you waiting for? Or perhaps you feel like you have already run a marathon. You're puffing, you're pounding, your legs are aching, your lungs are bursting. Well, don't give up. The end is in sight. Keep running. This is how we can finish our race and end our life with a real and proper sense of pride, if you like. Because we have fought the fight. We have run the race. And we have kept the faith in Jesus right up to the very end of whatever race God has marked out. So now is the time to get on your mark. Get set and go. Let's pray.